reminded of a passage from the book of Sirach. It's in chapter 22. It's titled Praise of Israel's Ancestors. I will now praise the godly, our ancestors in our own time. All these were glorious in their time, illustrious in their day. Some of them left behind a name so that people recount their praises. Of others, no memory remains, for when they perished, they perished, as if they had never lived, and their children after them. Yet these also were godly. Their virtues have not been forgotten. Their bodies are buried in peace, and their name lives on. For today, we remember Saint Agatha, mostly from legends. But she was glorious in her day. Her virtue has not been forgotten. Who left behind a name so that people still recount her praises. Saint Agatha is remembered from antiquity for her chastity and her virtue. Agatha received the crown of martyrdom at Catania in the persecution of Decius in 251. She was from a rich and illustrious family and was consecrated to God at an early age. Consul Quintanius, bent on gratifying both his lust and avarice by means of the emperor's edict against Christians, caused her to be apprehended and brought before him at Catania. Seeing herself in the hands of her persecutors, she made this prayer. Jesus Christ, Lord of all things, you see my heart, you know my desire. Possess alone all that I am. Make me worthy to overcome the devil. Placing her confidence in God, she never ceased with sighs and most earnest tears to implore his protection. She was brought before the tribunal where she answered with constancy that Jesus Christ was her life and her salvation. Repeatedly, she was beaten, tortured. She prayed, Lord, my Creator, you have ever protected me from the cradle. You have taken me from the love of the world and given me patience to suffer. Receive now my soul. After which words, she sweetly gave up the ghost. Consider seriously the legacy of your life. Will you leave behind a name people remember as godly and virtuous? When you are buried in peace, how will your name live on? For what will you be remembered? Because each of you will be remembered, but for what? At the end of each person's days, their life story will be written down in God's chronicles of life. The stories of human lives are listed in one of two sections. The first contains the book of examples. Do what these people did. Second is the book of warnings. Don't do what they did. So when your life story gets written in one of these books, will it be written as an example for others or as a warning to guard against? So consider seriously the legacy of your life so that your name lives on and on.